Wenn das in einem जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो वी विल डिस्कस ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ Vedic perspectives on modern technology. We will not be able to discuss in detail because of short time. Okay. Charitamrita, there is a lot of like this, you know, Haribol is there. We see associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we have to see. For juniors, it is okay. For senior devotees, it's not okay. Means we are advising them to chant. So we will not be able to discuss in detail, just what they call in Sanskrit as Digdarshini, giving some idea, some little bit. Some other time we can discuss this topic elaborately with lots of examples. I will give overview today. So Vedic perspectives on modern technology. So first point is, modern technology, what to speak of solving the real problems of life? It cannot solve even immediate problems or petty problems. In fact, it creates more problems. That is the first point. So, we all know from Bhagavad Gita, real problems are birth, death, old age and disease. Unfortunately, people in this world, they do not realize that. That is symptom of ignorance, because Krishna says in the Items of Knowledge in 13th chapter, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Durga Dosha Anudarsha. So from beginning to end, in Bhagavad Gita there is lot of discussion what is ignorance and what is knowledge. So this is one symptom of ignorance, not realizing birth, death, old age and disease are real problems of life. Sometime I give example. So I used to preach to medical students in Belgaum. So these fellows, they go into clinics, you know, they have clinical subjects. They go to in the hospitals, they go and they see that their people are, you know, taking birth, children are taking birth, and there are so many patients are there, so much suffering, some are dying old age. So all these things they see, and they come out and they go with their girlfriends thinking that their life will be very sweet and romantic. So this is ignorance. It is. They are not in knowledge. That is called pashyannapi na pashyati. Although they are seeing, but they are not seeing. So because they don't hear from, right, so they don't take knowledge from Bhagavad Gita. So unless we take knowledge from Bhagavad Gita, we will remain in ignorance. Anyway, so these are real problems of life. So technology cannot solve these real problems of life. We don't have any technology. Recently one man has sprung up. Different times, different people sprung up. So he studied engineering, but he was working in Cambridge University, and he came in touch with a woman, another biology professor, lady, who is older, 12 years older to him. She is 62 and he is 50. They fell in love, and she taught him biology. So then he started doing research how to live forever. So one idea is that as these bodily parts so become dwindle or disabled, so keep replacing them. Like, you know, Krishna also gave example, compared this body to a machine in Bhagavad Gita. So when parts of the machine stop working, so you replace them and then you go on running with that vehicle. So similarly, keep replacing all these bodily parts. In this way we will live forever. So that is one idea and all like that. He has because he was an engineer and then he studied biology under the guidance of his lover or now wife. So he is proposing to everyone, if I am given lot of funds, grants, so I will so tell everyone that how to live forever. So other scientists made fun of him, and they called your science a pseudoscience. So anyway, then he resigned from Cambridge, and some other, now there are so many corporations who sponsor such things. Somebody gave him millions of dollars to do his research. I don't know what is the recent update on his, I don't follow it, because in one sense at least he is thinking about it. Solving to live forever, that is a good thing. But trying to solve these problems by material means is foolishness, it is. Because these are laws made by the Creator. So without help of Supreme Lord Krishna, we cannot solve them. So we see that in Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in Sarva Dharma, you surrender to me, you worship me, I will protect you. Or in Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj, he said that those who are neglected, he prayed to Lord Narasimhadev, those who are neglected by Upekshita Naam, those who are neglected by your mercy, even if they have children with the protection of parents, doctors with the best medicine, still patients will die, boat will sink, even if if has one good boat also. So therefore we need protection of the Lord to solve these problems. So scientists have been bluffing like this, you know, time to time they have to bluff, otherwise their business will not run. So they keep bluffing like this, time to time. And that we will solve. No one has done till now. So Prabhupada used to say, don't trust future, however pleasant it is. They may give us post-dated check. So we should not. We will see when they will do it. So at least from Shastra, we know that we cannot solve these problems by material means. And practically we have seen no one has done it. They are only bluffing till now. So if we have to, what they call as objective analysis, then we will believe them when they are successful later. So in this way, we cannot solve this by the highest, the zenith of technological advancement, or most popular among all technological advancement is space science. You all agree with me? So most appreciated, you know, because the amount of funds, of course this is questionable, but still, at least from government point of view, other private organization must be investing in other aspects of technological advancement. You know, now it's all this IT and all, there are lot, huge amounts of money is being invested. But at least from government point, governments of the world, you know, in different countries, from their point of view, space technology, they are investing maximum. Defense technology is there. So, space, defense is there. But space is considered in from one point of view as, you know, because the highest success is to send human beings on other planets. So they consider it. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita we see that even if you go to other planets also by mechanical means, still you will not become free from birth, death, old age and disease. So Prabhupada, he mentioned that in second chapter, Nahi Prapashyami, that verse is there. Even elevation into higher planet situation, as men are now seeking unknown planet, can also be finished at one stroke. The Bhagavad Gita confirms, Kshinepunya Martha Lokam Vishanti. When the results of highest activities are finished, one falls down again from the peak of happiness to the lower status of life. So in this way we will not be able to solve these problems by material means. What to speak of solving these real problems, birth, death, old age? Most of the times they follow this, what we call as ostrich philosophy. So when danger comes, put your head in the sand. So are they just neglected these problems of life? Anyway, there is a lot of discussion. Someone may say that technology is not developed for this purpose, you know, to solve the problems. But no, technology is meant for reducing suffering and to increase happiness and comfort. That is the purpose of technology. Right? Or anything what we do in this world is. So someone may say like that, oh, it is not meant for solving birth, death, old age and disease. No, it is meant to, supposed to solve this. And okay, leave it, you know, real problems. But even if you take immediate problems also, technology cannot solve them. In fact, it creates more problems. Prabhupada gave example of automobiles. 30, 40 years Prabhupada gave this example of automobiles. See these rascals now in Delhi, what is the situation? And in Bangalore, every all the big cities. How much problem it has caused. These fellows, they thought we have better idea than what people did in Vedic culture, in Varnashrama, So they are all backward people. They were going on what? A bullock cart or horse carriage. So we have better idea now. They are stopping. So they made some system that only one day odd number and one day even number cars will run like that. So why stop manufacturing cars? Why you want to, you know, encourage manufacturing cars at one place? Right, all these big companies, Centro, this, that, you know, Maruti, Tata, they are going on manufacturing one at a level after so many new designs everywhere. You know, you see that college students or school boys, you know, they would be looking at the market, which new design of way. One of the topic of discussion is which new design of automobile has come. So they would be discussing on that. That is one of the main subjects of discussion. So new car, small boys they talk about two wheelers, and these fellows college boys they talk about four wheelers. So in this way they would be discussing. But why stop all this? So what's the purpose, right? If you don't want pollution, if you don't want all this traffic problem, if you don't want accidents, just stop it. So I went to Nepal. They were cursing India first because India has stopped, you know, all fuel supply to Nepal. And they were cursing because I am from India. All these reporters were asking me this question. Oh, Indians are doing injustice to us. And I told, this is all man-made creations. All these problems are man-made. We have created this. Why you need to move? You can just go on bullock cart. Which stupid fellow will think, you know, accept this? Which intelligent person will accept this? You know, bring oil from Middle East and run automobile here, or bring oil, gas from Middle East and cook chapati here. To eat one chapati, you have to depend on. Anyway, that is later. I'll come to that point. So in this way, it has caused so many problems. So technology cannot solve our problems. In fact, it will only increase problems. So this is another symptom of ignorance. If we are in knowledge, we are supposed to solve the problems of life, right? Instead, we are increasing the problems of life. That shows we are in ignorance. So this whole technological knowledge, whatever it is, just ignorance it is. This is the first point. Second, because we think that it can solve our problems, it solves our problems of life, therefore whatever technological advancement so our comforts and happiness given by technology is illusory. Illusion means that which is not. Maya, you know, Maya. So we think that this technology will solve our problems, but it increases the problem. So therefore this kind of thinking is called illusory. It is, or in other words, that the comforts and luxury which is offered by technology is illusory. This is second point. So as we mentioned, that it is supposed to reduce problems and give us happiness, comforts, luxury, etc. But in fact it gives us more pain, suffering and problems. Therefore it is illusory. It is. It is Maya. So Prahlad Maharaj said, Maya, Maya Sukaya Varmud Bhavato Vimudan. Rascals, Vimuda, Muda means rascal, fool. Vimuda means? So, very best degree, superlative degree. So, rascal, fool. So, just for illusory happiness, they have made so many arrangements. So, every day they are making new manufacturing, new things. New gadgets, new technology is coming. So unnecessary increasing the burden. This is Bharmodbhavato. So they make grand arrangement, he calls. Or they carry unnecessary grand load on their shoulders. So we are making so much grand arrangement for this happiness, Maya Sukha. So Prabhupada gave again example of automobiles only. So just to go from one place to another place, just to go for 1 kilometer, it takes 1 hour. Right? So Prabhupada said they thought we will enjoy driving. Huh? But there is no space for driving. This is Maya Sukha. There is no space for driving. So in this way Maya cheats them. So in Bhagavad Gita also such people are called Dushkritis. Or their knowledge is stolen by illusion, Maya Sukha. Maya Paharita Jnana. So we plan Mogasha, Moga Karmanu, Moga Jnana, Vichetasa, Rakshasim, Asurim, Chaiva, Prakritim, Mohinim, Shritaha. So all these demons, because we don't follow the plan of the Lord, we think that, oh, we have better idea. So then Maya will cheat them, illusory energy. So in this way, many devotees, they told me that one devotee, he said he had lot of all this throat infection, cough, cold problem. Then he stopped using fan, then it went away. So what we think, oh, we by using fan we, we get, comfort, but actually it is causing so many other problems. Another devotee, he told, whenever he got up after sleeping, he would be so tired, physically exhausted. So exertion, that is called. So he would be so exhausted, he would feel as though he has not taken rest at all. It happens with many of us, right, Amit? Then he stopped using fan, then everything became okay. So in this way, we in illusion we think that, oh, this is giving us comfort, but actually it is giving pain to us. This is illusory. Like that, if you go on analyzing, I told we can give more examples. You think AC is good, but AC brings so many problems in the body. What to speak, even basic bodily functions also we will not be able to understand, whether we are thirsty, hungry, whether we have to evacuate in the tight chambers, AC chambers. Right? So because of that, then what happens? So many problems come. So one devotee, he went to doctor because he had a kidney stone problem. This whole very famous, nowadays kidney stone problem is very common, no? Right? Because these fellows, they don't drink water only. There are many other reasons for that. But you are sitting in AC chamber thinking that, oh, I am working, instead of working in the land, so I am working very happily here without much comforts, but actually we don't know that we are suffering more. Right? So this is Maya Sukha. So technology, the luxury happiness comforts offered by technology is illusory. Third point is, this is not real symbol of human advancement or actual human civilization. So after, if you see historical point of view, in Europe, in Western countries, what they call as the period of Renaissance. So from that time, what happened? So this industrialization, and scientific technology, science, so started developing rapidly. And in this way, now in 21st century, we are sending human beings to space. So they consider it as symbol of advancement, human advancement. So often you see this in Bangalore, this ISRO is there and they send some space vehicle. And when reporters ask them, so why you are wasting so much money to do all this space program? No, country should have a dreams. We have dreams. You know? So basically, what is the point is that other countries are doing that and showing that this is symbol of advancement, human advancement. We have to compete with them. That is a basic principle. Without understanding what is actually human life is, what it is human being is meant for. So when Dr. Benford came to discuss with Srila Prabhupada, he said, all your scientific technology is just meant for eating, sleeping, mating and depending. Then he asked, what about moon landing? He said. Prabhupada said, it is sleeping, he said. What is the connection with moon landing and sleeping? Basically waste of time it is. Waste of time and energy, money, wealth. So we know ahara nidra by maitunamcha samanya metat pashubhi narana. Animals are also doing, human beings are doing. With our technology we may do it in a sophisticated way. We may go and sleep on the moon and come back. So but what's the point? So sometime back, 1 or 2 years back, I read some Chinese fellow, he made one pillow which gives oxygen, which emits oxygen so that we can sleep nicely. First of all, these rascals have spoiled all the air, atmosphere. And then they want to make oxygen pillows. So in this way they consider this as an advancement, but we all know that. So human life is not meant for this. Human life is meant for self-realization. So that is a speciality of human self. That is real symbol of, or in other words, how we define advancement. How we define advancement, progress, civilization. To the extent living entities have progressed towards God, God realization, self-realization. That is progress. That is definition of progress. So this is logical, right? Eating, sleeping, mating, anyway, living, Then what is the speciality? There the word dharma comes. Dharma hitesham adhiko visheshom dharme nahina pashubhi sama. Dharma means there in that verse particularly means doing these four activities in a regulated way is called dharma. Prabhupada gave example of marriage. Why marriage is there? To regulate mating propensity. So what happens by doing it in regulated way, by following dharma? What happens? Consciousness will be elevated. We come out from, come above this animalistic propensities. Certain sane level, So just like animals, trees, they are happy if they get some food. Food means, their food means some minerals and water from. So then animals, they try to defend themselves. So annamaya and then pranamaya. Then human beings are supposed to cultivate knowledge. Not only just be satisfied with the defense, career, job, I have my bank balance, I have good paying job, I am satisfied now. They are supposed to manomaya and jnanamaya, cultivate, they have to jinyasa. So when consciousness, by doing regulating eating, sleeping, mating, we come to a level when we feel uncomfortable with the miseries of material existence, then we start inquiring. So trees, they don't feel uncomfortable in miseries of material life because their consciousness is not developed. Someone may think that, why not be better be like trees, So that is a symptom of ignorance. It is. So they want to suffer, but they don't want to experience. But why we need to develop consciousness? Consciousness literally meaning awareness. Awareness. perception of happiness, distress, all these emotions, feelings, etc. That is the meaning of consciousness. So when there is developed consciousness, then we will be able to find what is the root cause of this. Inquiry comes from there. So therefore dharma, the next level is atato brahma jidnyasa. Prabhupada, he said, based on that verse, human civilization begins from varnashram dharma. Dharma hitesham adhiko visheshu dharma. Based on that verse, Prabhupada said, human civilization begins with varnashram dharma. Right? You have seen, many times. Now, athato brahma jidnyasa means there are two words, two athas. Atha, they become athato. One atha means you have human form of life. Another atha means you have followed varnashram dharma. Now, inquire about absolute truth. This is one side, there is instructions of the Shastra. Another side, so by following this system, gradually what happens? Consciousness also elevates. Gradually they come to the point of inquiring. So in this way, we go towards self-realization and God-realization. So this is very logical. No scientist can question this definition of progress and civilization. Civilization means to be regulated in eating, sleeping, mating and depending. Civilization means regulation, this definition. So that is real symbol of. So with our technological advancement, what we are doing? We are only trying to enhance our eating, sleeping. But it will not enhance, that is what our previous topic was. By all this, so much technological advancement, information technology, IT, this, that. Did we improve our eating, sleeping, mating and depending? In fact, we spoiled it. You got the point? Right or not? Neither we have good food eating, nor we have sleep. They are working day and night. 40 years before, all our scientific friends, they used to boast that we will do in such a way that in 25 years, human beings doesn't have to work. These stupid fellows, they thought that all the work will be done by machines. They didn't understand who will manufacture machine. Can you make a machine which automatically manufactures or duplicates into another machine? Is it possible? Only God can make it. He has made these human beings, you see. Man, woman, they come together and they duplicate. God can do that, but human beings cannot do that. Can you do that? Without human intervention, without our involving, automatically they will, two machines will come together and they will manufacture another machine. Is it possible? This so-called, what is this, automatic, what is remote? So then also you need someone to push button there, right or not? So in this way, human endeavor struggle has multiplied. So we have even spoiled eating, sleeping, mating. Therefore it is illusory and it's not real symbol of, we are not progressing. Prabhupada used that, he coined that term, digressing. So this is not symbol of human advancement. It is a symbol of human degradation, it is. Technological advancement is. And fourth topic is, it is not new. So this is, technology is not new. So it was there already. In Vedic culture we had, more subtle advanced technology was there. Like Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita, he says how they had different kinds of weapons were there. And these weapons will not like modern technological weapon, right or not? Nowadays they have made drones, Human beings also, they control them, remote control, and they will just go and blow off human beings. So previously they were so civilized, even in warfare also they follow rules and regulations. They were so civilized, Kshatriyas, you see. In Mahabharata, so much discussion on that, no? Kill, not to kill, what is that? Even Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is giving arguments whether to kill. Yesterday we discussed, right or not? How civilized Arjuna is considering based on knowledge that whether to fight or not to fight. Nowadays they don't do that. So they will send some drones, blow off all, you know. Kshatriyas would fight face to face. So, but previously they had such weapons, they would control them with mantras, and they will go and hit to the target whom it is intended to hit. So these were all subtle technology, advanced technology. In every way, metallurgy, if you take that verse, is there, yatha kamshanatanena kamsyam rasavidanatah tata diksha vidanena dvijatvam jayate nana. So even someone who is born in low family, if he comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master and gets initiated, he becomes a dvija. Just as that bell metal can be converted into gold. They knew how to convert gold. Everyone would be excited to hear this. But nowadays people don't want gold, no? They want paper money, right? Now, means of exchange is paper money. They are cheating that. So, like that, they knew metallurgy. All kinds, you can take so many examples. Right? Everything was there. I'll come back to this point more elaborately when we will discuss the quality of technology, whether it is in Satoguna, Rajoguna, Tamoguna later. So, this is not new. This was there already. And aeroplanes. Bharadvaja Muni has written Vimana Shastra. So it's not that according to Western world view, Wright brothers were the founders. What is that? Inventors of aeroplane. They made first aeroplane. This is all bogus, modern, this Western centric world view. So they don't know what is there in, and this stupid Indian, they stopped studying Sanskrit and they lost all this knowledge. They could have challenged all this nonsense. So this is a disadvantage of not studying Sanskrit. So Prabhupada wanted in Gurukula children will learn Sanskrit and English. So I was just thinking, what is the reason behind that? Why Sanskrit and English, he said. So because now English is a global language and all the knowledge is locked up in Sanskrit, you have to study that and present it in English. So like that, all this knowledge is locked up in Sanskrit. It has to be revealed. So in this way, Nigama is considered as Kalpataru. Vedas are considered as Kalpataru. Whatever we know, everything, it is there in that. Whatever we want to know, it's all there in the Vedas. In this way, this technology is not new. Amazingly, many of the Indians, most of the Indians now in modern days, they became bewildered by this modern technology. And even sometimes so-called gurus and sadhus, they became like this. Vivekananda went to West and he became bewildered by Western technology. I don't know how he read Shastras. If you read Krishna book, you will come to know all this, you know. Other day I quoted, Shalva is using some kind of aeroplane, you know, fighting, you know, illusory techniques of fighting. He has a special kind of aeroplane. All this kind of technology was there. mostly used by demons. That point I will come a little later. So after reading all these things, if you read Shastra, then you will come to know all these things. The electricity is there, this is there, that is there, everything is there. But some of these so-called sadhus and swamis, famous swamis of India, they became bewildered by seeing the West. But Prabhupada was not bewildered. He said, this is all nonsense, he said. So he was not attracted to it. They installed phone in his room. I will come to this example also. Then next day only he got it cut up. I will come to that point a little later in Yukta Vairagya. So, in this way, technology is not new. It was already there. And fifth point is, technology also belongs to Krishna. He is the proprietor of everything. Ishavashamidam sarva yatkincha jagatyam jagatena taktena bhumita magrada thasya svidyanam. So Krishna is Isha, he is supreme proprietor of everything. So technology is also made up of Krishna's energy. Prabhupada explained, no? Earth, water, air, fire, ether. So what is the technology? Electrons. Electron, what is it? It's all whole based, boils down to what? Electric field and magnetic field. Right? A study of these. That's all is the whole technology, right? And in 1905 or 6 something, this electronic gadgets they started manufacturing very in a large scale. In all these industries, they started sponsoring research in that. Electronics, you know. So, study of electric field and magnetic field and, you know, electric waves. So gradually they started manufacturing more and more, and first it was electrical gadgets, electrical goods, electrical gadget. Then it changed to electronics. So all these things belongs to Krishna, but demons, instead of engaging it in Krishna service, what they do? They try to enjoy it separately, just like money, you know. Money is what Prabhupada called it as Lakshmi. Supposed to be engaged in the service of Narayana. Lakshmi should be engaged in the service of Lord Narayana. But demons try to enjoy Lakshmi. Just like Ravana tried to enjoy Sita, you know, kidnapped Sita. Similarly, these demons, they try to enjoy, kidnapped this all. Everything is Lord, it belongs to Lord. So they have kidnapped it. And trying to enjoy it, independent of Lord. So this is demonic mentality. It is. It should be engaged in Krishna service. Technology should be engaged in Krishna service. But demons, they don't have. Now all over the world, everything is taken. Control is taken over by demons. It's not under the control of devotees. So they are exploiting the resources of the Lord, resources of material nature. So then technology, although in devotional service we use these things, but per se it does not contribute in self-realization. Prabhupada went to MIT, no? Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Where is the technology to, or where is the technology to understand basically self-realization? Do you have any technology which will help us in, you know, self-realization? No. Although we used all these things, but ultimately Atma has to realize, right or not, its connection with the Supreme Lord. Not that this machine will realize its connection with the Supreme Lord. So it may be complementing, but Ultimately, we have to realize, right? Atma has to realize it. It's not that you put some technology in the Atma and then it will connect. Like, you know, some nowadays we have this wave connections, right or not? Waves, you know, signals, waves. We connect with each other on the phone. Can we do like that in self-realization and God-realization? In spiritual life, does it work like that? You put some SIM card in the Atma and then you will realize it. Connection with the Lord. Lord will also put some SIM card and then connect. It doesn't happen like that, right? Otherwise, we would have not chanted Hare Krishna. Right? We would have used some SIM card and connected with the Lord. Right? So, ultimately, technology is not a part of self-realization or God-realization. That is sixth. What is that? Sixth point, right? Sixth. So, we have to realize, we have to chant Hare Krishna. We have to render service to the Lord. So, nowadays we have all this chapati making machine. Right or not? So, chapati making machine. That will go back to Godhead? We have to go back to Godhead. By making chapati and offering it to Krishna, we will get, you know. We may think now, in modern days, we will think like this, you know, gradually, because now all sabji cutting machine is coming, chapati machine is coming, everything is coming. It will mix and put it in front of you. You will put one machine to offer it also. So, do we become self-realized by like that? Will not become self-realized. So, what Prabhupada wanted to point out to them is that ultimately technology will not help in self-realization is most important part in human life. But you don't have anything like that in your university. So, come to us. We will teach you how to, you know. We will teach you technology to realize yourself. No? So that's why ISKCON is an institute for technological institute for self-realization. Yes. So that is the sixth point. And so technology puts one in more and more bodily conscious. We become more and more bodily conscious because its whole, it is developed for what is pampering the body, right or not? So it is a symbol of what is civilization based on bodily conception of life. So modern civilization is civilization based on bodily conception of life. So therefore it puts more into bodily conception of life. So, like we, you know, we go on using all these things more and more, more and more, more and more. And we become forced also due to circumstances. So then we become more and more bodily conscious. So it is a symbol of, technology is a symbol of civilization based on bodily conception of life. Seventh, I am hurrying now, I am not giving more examples. So, seventh, right? Seventh one. So, then, so eighth point is that it is not beneficial. That will come to, I'll come to it later. So it is of tamoguna, lowest quality. What we see modern technology is tamasic. It is, there are sattva, raja, tama, we all know. It is tamasic. Why it is tamasic? Because Just for example, this, electricity, or Prabhupada told rock music. He said it came from lower planets, he says. So, lower planet demons, they play this rock music in lower planets. In ISKCON, all these things are becoming popular, no? So we are mixing it. Wait a minute. We have to go more traditional, more and more in music, art, culture, and all these kind of things. So in lower planets, they play this rock music. And in Kali Yuga, what happens? You see, if you study 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, so lower planets are nourished by mode of ignorance. And higher planets are nourished by mode of goodness. And if you study the yugas, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga is ignorance. Now lower planets and Kali Yuga, they are of the same quality. So in Kali Yuga, whatever is there in lower planets, it comes to Kali Yuga on the earth, in the earth. So it comes to earthly planet in Kali Yuga. So what all the symbol, whatever symptoms, whatever things are there in lower planets. For example, electricity. In lower planets, sunlight, if you read Bhagavatam, you will come to know, sunlight does not go to lower planets. There Maya Dhanava has made electrical power supply there. So, and in Kali Yuga, the same thing comes to earthly planet. So, descend, associates of Maya Dhanava, all these scientists. Who found that electricity? Franklin. So that guy is a disciple of Mayadana. So all these electrical engineers, they are all associates of Mayadana. Everyone, ultimately. All engineers. So they contribute in advancement of this year. So is tamasic, it is all technological advancement. It's a low quality, like I said. So we were talking about how you see this technology is there in Vedic culture also, but that time technology was in mode of goodness. The whole Vedic society is Varnashrama society, is society of mode of goodness. It is, although individuals may be in different modes, just like we say, animals are in ignorance, but among animals also there is sattva, raja and tama. So whole Varnashrama society as a total society, it was in mode of goodness. It was, there may be again individuals in mode of brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. So this is Achintya Veda Veda, right? So simultaneously how individual gunas are there, otherwise there is no question of varnas, variety is not there, right? Not. And still, overall it is a mode of goodness society because they follow Shastra, everyone follows Shastra. There will be some outcasts, some very insignificant portion. Mixed classes, outcasts, very insignificant portion. They would be living in jungles or outside, they are kept away from broader society. So it is a mode of goodness society. Anything there in mode of goodness. So technology was also in mode of goodness, it was. And we see what is mode of goodness. It just makes people mad, crazy. We see the symptoms of that here, They are just crazy, Just people are just insane, crazy there. They don't know what they are doing, that's all. And why they are doing. So these are all symptoms of ignorance. And another symptom of ignorance, peculiar quality. Other day I mentioned that. So Perception is exactly opposite of truth. Truth is considered as untruth. Untruth is considered as truth. Dharma is considered as adharma. Adharma is considered as dharma. This is a peculiar condition of mode of ignorance. It is. So these fellows, they are thinking that this technology is giving them happiness, but you know, we know that they are suffering. You know. So this is, they are in mode of ignorance. So we have discussed that before also. So its quality is mode of. We can understand from rock music. If you see traditional music, because we don't have experience of traditional music, we think that rock music only is good. Most of us, because we came from this tamasic society, you know, modern society. So in this way, we can discuss more on this one. It is of lowest quality, and it came from lower planets. This modern technology, there is historical evidence also in Mahabharata about this. Krishna told to Arjuna that when Mayadanava, Kandava forest, you know, they saved Mayadanava from there. So he wanted to give technology, all this technology to Arjuna. Krishna said, no, no, don't take it. It is for Kali Yuga. Like that. This is for Kali Yuga. And so here we come to the point that and it creates Ugra Karma, intense, painful endeavor, technological. That is next point. So it demands. So in India or all over the world, people never except, you know, just some 30-40 years back, people never expected that human beings will be working in the night also. Right or not? When human body is supposed to be taking rest, that time these fellows are very active. And this, you know, this. So why Prabhupada told no electricity in the farm communities? Because people can take rest properly at least. Get up for Mangala Arati and chant Hare Krishna properly. So I travel in the city, and when I go to farm, and when I sleep, I feel as though I had not taken rest for months together. So here we push ourselves, and one day collapse. Then we are hospitalized. I am not praying and cursing you all, but that is the reality. So it creates intense endeavor. Not only working in the day, you know, working even in the night also. So many shifts. So hard labor. That other day I gave that example of villagers. They say, why you want to use tractor? When I questioned them, so that, oh, we want to produce more grains. Population is increasing. They give all this kind of reason. You know, I was shocked to see even villagers know all these bogus arguments. You know. So they have bogus reasons. How come they learned all this? Television and all. Newspaper, television. They didn't undergo systematic education about all these, you know, things. So I am talking about older generation. So instead of making 1,000 factories for manufacturing one tractor, you know, so much mining, transporting it, then metallurgical process, then making metals, then manufacturing different parts and assembling them and putting your name on that, whatever, Centro or Maruti, and then advertisement and selling them. So much human endeavor and time, energy is wasted in all these things. Instead of that, they can directly grow grains. Right? They can be engaged directly, produce grains and milk. Then health also will increase. Working in such horrible conditions. So even those who think that, oh, I don't have much work. Like someone was bringing no other day here. So I sit in AC chamber, then also suffering will continue. So those who work hard, They shed their blood in the form of perspiration. These fellows who sit and don't drink water, they shed their blood from backside. Right, that sort of. You got the point what I said? He understood us. Right, most of many people have that all this piles problem, this problem, right or not? Either way go, it will go. That's why papa, babama, this material world, parishrama, you cannot, just by making some artificial environment, you cannot escape from it. So parishrama, intense endeavor, this is the nature of this world. But in modern days, we have aggravated that. Previously, people lived very simple life. That point I said, you know, that we will make, you know, in such a way that human beings doesn't have to work. They were boasting like that, all the scientists. So, but now human endeavor has multiplied. So, this is called Ugra Karma in Sanskrit. Krishna said, Kriyante Ugra Karma. And Kshayayo Jagato Hita. Next point is, it is meant for destroying the world. Technology is meant for destroying the world. Prabhupada gave example of atom bombs, nuclear bombs in that purport. 16th chapter, 16th verse something. So, bombs and drones and missiles may blow you off and kill you. But more worst than them is internet. And all the smartphones. You will be surprised to hear that. Why? Because by people watching all this pornography and all this cinema and all this, you know, lust invoking things, they will have to repeatedly take birth and death, again and again, again and again, again and again. So therefore it is not a, it is meant for destroying everyone. So physically, mentally and consciousness wise also. And therefore it is not beneficial. That is next point. So our real self-interest is self-realization, God-realization. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi vishnu durasayaye bahirartha manina. So our swartha gati, real self-interest is Lord Vishnu. Our devotional service to Lord Vishnu. So there is preya and shreya. Preya means immediate benefit. And Shreya means ultimate benefit. Now, Arjuna, he brought this point. Nacha Shreyo no Pashami, Hatva Svajana Mahave, Nakangshe Vijayam Krishna, Nacha Rajyam Sukhani cha. Nacha Shreyo no Pashami, Hatva Svajana Mahave. By killing my kinsmen, I do not find any ultimate benefit in this, he says. So what to speak of nacha rajyam sukhani cha? What to speak of immediate happiness of raja and, you know, wealth. So he is, although he didn't use preya, he is talking about preya also in this verse. So there are two words, preyas and shreyas. Shreya, preya means immediate. Prabhupada gave example of that how children, they like to, they do not like to go to school. They want to play around. That is preya, immediate happiness. Shreya means ultimate. By going to school, it doesn't determine ultimate benefit. And materialistic point of view, here that example is given. So, I will tell how going to school is. It doesn't even fulfill prayer also. I'll tell you. So, Prabhupada in the purport, he explains, when one is blind conception of material life, so he even doesn't understand immediate happiness also, prayer also. Arjuna was posing by using this big words, Shreya and all. He didn't even know Preya also. Then he quotes one verse there from, it is said, he says, Prabhupada, it is said where? In Parashara Smriti it is said that a Kshatriya who dies in the battlefield and an elevated sannyasi, they enter into heavenly planets. So this is immediate benefit for a Kshatriya, why he should fight. And what is ultimate benefit in fighting here in the battlefield of Kurukshetra? It is a service to the Lord. It is. There Prabhupada, people do not know Lord Vishnu is the goal of life. Prabhupada speaks about that. Is basically Nate Vidu Swarthagatim Hi Vishnu. Arjuna Swarthagati is what? He has to serve in the mission of Kurukshetra war. It was Krishna's mission. He wanted to establish Yudhishthira Maharaj as the king of the world, not Duryodhana. He wanted to just remove this Duryodhana and all. So it is Shreya for Arjuna both. If he dies, he will attain prayer. And even if both way, so he will get wealth, kingdom. Both prayer and Shreya, both it is. But Arjuna, he did not even understand. He didn't even know prayer also. Similarly, in modern society, we do not know what to speak of Shreya, we do not know even prayer also. Or in other words, technology, what to speak of helping us to attain Shreya, it will not even help us to attain prayer also. So, it is not beneficial, it is. Because you see now, because of this technological advancement, people are so much attracted to this razzle-dazzle attraction, so much technology, everyone, even shepherd in the village, he is having mobile now. Why he needed mobile to take care of his sheep? So much they are bewildered that they are not able to understand what is immediate happiness also. Eating, sleeping, mating and depending. They are not able to understand. So therefore, it is not beneficial, it is. Technologies. So this is last 4 points. You can put them into one. Technology is demonic. Because, right, I said, no, it came from lower planets and all that. And kriyante ugra karma nakshayayo jagato hita. Demons, they always engage in ugra karma. And kshayayo jagato hita. So, all these last 4 points are demonic. If you don't want to say directly to our technological friends, you can divide them and tell them like this in an intelligent way. Roundabout way. But it is demonic. Sometime when you speak this, our devotee friends, they will bring, oh, we can use it in Krishna service. I already told we should use it in Krishna service. But still, this principle of Yukta Vairagya, we have to properly understand that. Rupa Goswami, when he defined Yukta Vairagya, everything is connected to Krishna. Isha Vasham, we told, everything belongs to Krishna. And everything should be engaged in Krishna. But still, he put some restrictions. So if you see, Anasaktasya Vishayan Yatharam Upayunjata Nirbhande Krishna Sambande Yukta Vairagyam Uchate. Nirbhande Krishna Sambande, these are all inclusive terms. There is no Nirbhanda, no restriction, because everything is Krishna Sambandha. Everything belongs to Lord. And it is made up of Lord's energy. But before that, one should be Anasaktasya Vishayan. One should be detached from sense enjoyment. If we are attached to sense gratification, then what we will do? We will become fall prey to this technology. like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, what he did, 9.5 years, every day 3 lakh names, 3 lakh names he chanted. And he would eat only once in a day, cooked by himself, some rice and some ghee and salt. And that too, grograsa method. You know, grograsa method means just like cow eats with the mouth, you know, it doesn't eat with the hand. We eat with the hand. What is the problem with eating hand? You'll overeat. He would eat like this, putting on the ground rice. So 9.5 years. Then he took sannyas and started Gaudiya Math. After that. So this is how we, at least sometime we have to live without these things and absorb ourselves in chanting, hearing, and service. Alright or not? Just like in companies, what happens? Some companies, they have rules. You cannot use your phones, you know, in office hours, you know, working hours. So we are supposed to be doing some service, someone will call you. It may be some devotional reason, but it is a distraction, right, or not, in some service. At least sometime we have to... When I joined ashram, that time mobile was not there. We used to have landline, you know, right or not. Now when new brahmacharis join along with them, you will get, they will come with so many gadgets inside. So what is the purpose of brahmacharya? Yesterday I explained to him, Bhog Aishwarya Prasaktanam Thayap. Krishna says, if one is consciousness and mind is always bewildered by, or very attached and saturated by thoughts of, you know, Bhog and Aishwarya, he cannot fix his intelligence in spiritual life, self-realized life. That is the verse, you know. So brahmacharya training is meant for fixing, helping us to fix our mind and intelligence in spiritual life. So therefore we have to fix our mind, and otherwise our mind and intelligence will become many branched. We will not be able to fix it in spiritual life. So at least sometime we have to live without all these things. Just basic, you know, just do basic things. That's why in the beginning we should have some training system like that. So just wash the floor, clean the pot, chant and dance, do basic program, temple program. Then mind will become fixed. Then in the future, if you want to do Yukta Vairagya, you can do. Anasaktasya Vishayan. Yataharam also, that word also restricts. Yataharam. As you are qualified, as it is necessary or favorable for your devotional service. As it is favorable for your devotional service. Not everyone can digest Maya, no? Right or not? Right or not? We have different digestive capacity, right? So, in this way, so we can engage technology in Krishna service. It can be engaged. So apart from, I said about individuals, at least sometime they should live without all these things and fix their mind in devotional service. As an organization also, we should have some place where we are living without all these things. Therefore, Prabhupada said, farm community is simple living. He has also taught about simple living, no? He has not only talked about Yukta Vairagya, right? You have to take all the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. You should not take only something and leave another thing, right? Now modern ISKCON people, they only take this Yukta Vairagya Purna. You know, they don't take that one. Then we will be able to preach strongly to people that how this is all creating disturbance in the society. You are just disturbing society, right? Peace of the society, this technology is. Then you will be able to challenge them. Otherwise you will not be able to challenge them. And for grahasthas, Yukta Vairagya is meant for preachers, not for general grahastha devotees. They also can do Yukta Vairagya, but that is different Yukta Vairagya. They have to be in the farm actually. They have to engage their varnashrama into. So I told about this quality, like, you know. Now, Yukta Vairagya, this. In Yukta Vairagya also, again, you know, different quality is there. Now, if a grahastha, if he grows food and offers it to Krishna, that is one thing. And another thing, you help in developing technology, be part of this modern technological society, industrial society, earn money, buy food from market and offer it to Krishna. Which is the better quality of Yukta Vairagya, tell? Which is better quality of Yukta Vairagya? Growing food and offering it to Krishna, right or not? This is Yukta Vairagya, no? Right? Vairagya means just leave everything, just leave, you know, don't eat. That jnanis and, you know, yogis, they do that. Devotees, whether they are in the farm or in the city, they are supposed to be engaged in Yukta Vairagya. But the quality of Yukta Vairagya one can practice is different. You got the point? So, in this way, so technology can be engaged in, but it's not so high quality it is. That is a basic point. That is the title of that, you know, this point. Technology can be engaged in Krishna service, but it is not so high quality it is. It's not a high quality service to the Lord. What are the point? So, like this, there are many things. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama,
Hare Rama.
Some other time we can discuss, because each of these points is a one-on-one lecture. I'm just giving, and I didn't prepare also, I don't have my notes also. I have slides also for this. So, some other time, maybe next time when I come in the temple or something, we can do some 2 days continuously. Any questions, comments?
So, because this is Kali Yuga and there are some things which are related to mode of ignorance from lower planets that came to earthly planets. So, as it grows on, I mean, as it grows on, right, so that will go to the higher planet systems also, I mean, demigods also get it. I mean, Kali Yuga is for entire universe, right? It's not for...
No, no. So, time is relative, no? Time is relative, no? So, and there higher planets are. This middle earth is like Tatastha Shakti, it is. You know? Either you become dominated by mode of goodness, then that is Satyuga. Or you become dominated by Tamoguna, that is Kali Yuga. Then. So, the, you know, the influence of higher planets would be more in Satyuga, and the influence of lower planet is more in Kali Yuga. It's like Tatastha, you know, in between it is, right? Earth is. So, and higher planets, they don't get affected by these things. Because the strong, so strong goodness is dominating there. Of course, there also hierarchy is there. As you go high. Hierarchy is there. Sometimes they become affected. Just like Indra becomes angry, kills someone. That is some symptom. Because ultimately in Bhagavad Gita, if you see, all these modes are never in pure form. They are always mixed. So the degree may be different, varying. But mostly higher planets are more sattva dominant there. You got the point. Sometime it may happen, but that is very occasional it is. Very occasional. And very individual there. It's not in a, or, you know, as a organized, you know, organic. It's not organic. here organic means you understand organic means it's like a mass people will get affected by that. Like now it has happened. Mass is being affected by mode of ignorance now.
Because there is partial annihilation and complete annihilation. So if they are not at all affected by lower modes, and they are always advancing spirituality, right? So upper ground existence. So then there is no need of complete annihilation for entire beings.
Yeah, that's what I said, no? It's not in pure. So none of the modes are pure in the material world, and overall if you take, you know, overall entire creation is ignorance, it is tamas. This material world is called as tamas. Overall whole material world is tamas, it is. Because we have, what is the original avidya is, ignorance is, forgetfulness of our relationship with Krishna. Ultimately, every conditioned soul is, whether he is in goodness, passion or ignorance, he is in ignorance only. So therefore it is meant to be destroyed.
So, like lower branch of the Sutal and other Lokala is like this one, Tamoguna. And why Vamandev to Bali Maharaj to be there?
Because demons are supposed to be in lower planets. For time being he has kept him. Next time he will be becoming Indra, no? So Bali Maharaj. Until this Manvantara is over, he has to be there. And what is the position of demons? Demons have to be in the lower planets. He is a devotee, we know that. But he is born in demons' family, right or not? So for time being. In one sense there is Bila Swarga. They are also called Swarga. Like now, Bangalore is Swarga for everyone. Everyone is looking towards Bangalore, all Indians. Or they may be looking towards America.
So, they
used to conquer even higher planets also. Indra, especially Indra's position. We see, no? Indra's Amaravati is taken away. Take over.
Many times we are now living in the cities and we use so many things like smartphones. Sometimes, whatever the points you told, we have some knowledge that we should not distract ourselves from using this thing, we should not get distracted. But day in and day out, also we see without our knowledge, just smartphones and these gadgets are dragging us away. Sometimes we just get carried away and we don't realize also.
I also have a smartphone. I didn't purchase it. One brahmachari came to our ashram with 4 or 5 phones. So one I took from him. Snatched from him. So, yeah. Especially preachers are forced to use all these things. General devotees doesn't have to be in a city actually. Krishna says those who live in city they are stupid, he said. I said no, Janma Mrithu Jara Vyadi, we quote only that portion. Other portion in that process of knowledge in 13th chapter, Krishna says knowledgeable person lives in secluded place. Vivikta Desha Sevitvam Aratir Jana Sansadi. Vivikta Desha Sevitva means living in secluded place. Arathir Janasansari means he is not attracted. That is another one. Two items of knowledge are there in that. Arathir Janasansari, he is not attracted to people where general materialistic people are, you know, clubbed together. Now here 1 crore people are clubbed together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Materialistic people. What we have got to do here actually? What we have got to do here? Unless you are distributing books and you are preaching, some few preachers have to be there here, that's all. Just to drive people out of the city. That's all. Why we have to be here? Then you will be forced and so many things. So many questions will come which we will not be able to answer. What about this? What about that? Right on. Unnecessary questions will come. Why preacher's time also should be wasted in that? Right on. Like we see now, you know, families, grihasthas, they have so many problems, man, woman, you know, right? Because there is no varnashrama. That's why we have unnecessarily created more problems. Already family life or material world is problematic. And when varnashrama is not there, then more problems will come. And preachers have to waste their time solving what a wife said, what husband said. Right or not? Instead of using it for some positive purpose. Right? Or your time will go waste learning how this smartphone works, what is the software, what is the apps, and different apps, this, that, and all, so many things, time and energy will go. Oh, that point I forgot. Time waste. Technology is time waste. Generally, I go, I arrange these lectures in the seminars in Ishwara Jiva Prakriti Kala Karma, you know, like that. I arrange. Kala I missed today. Prakriti I discussed, you know, three gunas. Bhagavad Gita philosophy. We see Vedic perspectives and modern technology means what? Ours is Bhagavad Gita perspective. Because we consider among all Vedic scriptures Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. We study them. Anyways, sorry, I stopped here, I think, in between only. I answered?
Yeah, but how to regulate it, like? Without our knowledge also,
so I started a class, you know, in the beginning of the class, regulation is varnashrama. That is a system given by the Lord to regulate it. You cannot find anything, you know. That is another problem now. We are not able to understand where is the boundary, you know. Because there is no varnashrama, right or not? Because Lord has set boundaries. Of course, there also there can be a lot of things. Within varnashrama also, there are always brahmanas would be debating what is dharma, adharma, what is the, you know, regulation. Regulation means dharma, no? Dharma. Right? I said, no, dharma means regulation. So, ultimately, yukta vairagya and varnashrama work for the same principle also. Simple living, we have to. And for city brahmacharis, I told, no, that one, at least for some time, live without all these things. Right. And they should also be exposed to varnashrama, farm communities, simple living. Otherwise, they will become super star city preachers. They will never understand what a complete picture of proper teachings, you know, right? Superstar city preachers. Celebrated preachers. Right, we have to understand the complete teachings of Srila Prabhupada and Acharya, right? Then our understanding of Yukta Vairagya and everything will be incomplete. Anything else? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.